Allow me to personally guide you through this office, which served as the center of my work and research. My contributions to pharmacy and medicine made our pharmacy one of the most important in Kyiv. This very room is where I, Georg Friedrich Bunge, consulted patients and prescribed medicines. Here, I diagnosed illnesses, advised on treatments, and spent countless hours in conversation with some of Kyiv's most prominent figures. Take a look at this clock. It does more than count the hours. It reminds us of the value of every moment spent in the pursuit of knowledge. In this very office, I spent hours consulting the ill, writing prescriptions, and discussing new scientific theories and medical discoveries. I was not only a skilled pharmacist, but also a well-educated and erudite person. I took notes on literature, music, and philosophy, and welcomed members of the intellectual elite into this space. In this hall, music once played, poetry was recited, and lively discussions on art, science, and philosophy echoed through the room. Here stands the piano that still resonates with melodies of the past. By candlelight, this room hosted concerts and literary evenings that sparked inspiration and the exchange of ideas. And soon, music and poetry will fill this room once again. I've decided to revive the creative evenings just as they were held a century ago. So be sure to follow me on social media. Our museum pharmacy is a window into the past, where every item, every book, every glass and bottle tells its own story. Each room reflects different aspects of the pharmacy's life and work. This is only the beginning of our journey. Next, we will visit various halls of the museum, where you'll learn more about the history of pharmacy, see unique exhibits, and immerse yourself in the world of historical medicine. Follow the guide and discover a world where history comes to life.